What would her legacy be today?
Well, she would find a subject to do with women's role where she felt they weren't getting their just dues or their worth, because that's what was driving her. She'd always wanted to help people who needed help. You know, we started off with the sort of local schools, and she had an interest in education through the family. But she was very keen on educating herself through wide reading and study. She obviously had a fairly statistical brain, because she was always quoting statistics that backed up her arguments. And she was always cross-checking. In fact, the minutes show at one point where one of them wanted her figures cross-checked by the secretary to make sure that if they were quoting something, they weren't going to be held to ransom for misquoting. And of course, they were absolutely accurate. Having uncovered any kind of issues that were unfair, like the equal pay thing, which is still ongoing from the 1840s, she would be involved, but she would not be standing up on a soapbox or on the television like the Amber Rudds of this world in Parliament. She would probably want to be in Parliament because she wants the power to change things. And she would be delighted to know that there are a lot of women in Parliament, but she'd be very upset that they're not even half the number of the MPs. So I think she would be politically involved, economically involved to do with women in industry, because they're growing, but they're not equal. And she'd certainly have a go at the BBC about equal pay. So I don't think I can guess that there'd be anything that isn't already happening in a small way. But that's the kind of thing that I could see the Jesses of this world, and her in particular, doing. But she was different from, say, you or I, because, me, different from me, because she had the leisure time and the money to do what she liked.